Let's pray together our prayer for illumination. Praying as one, Lord of heaven and earth, pour out on us the abundant gifts of your Holy Spirit. May the work begun by the Spirit on the day of Pentecost continue in us as we hear your word and do your will. Amen.
Scripture reading comes from Exodus 31, 1 through 5, and also from Exodus 35, 30 to 35. Then the Lord said to Moses, "See, I have chosen Bezalel, son of Uri, the son of Hur, of the tribe of Judah. And I have filled him with the Spirit of God, and skill, ability, and knowledge in all kinds of crafts, to make artistic designs for work in gold, silver, and bronze, to cut and set stones, to work in wood, and to engage in all kinds of craftsmanship." Then Moses said to the Israelites, "See, the Lord has chosen Bezalel, son of Uri, the son of Hur, of the tribe of Judah. And he has filled him with the Spirit of God, with skill, ability, and knowledge in all kinds of crafts, to make artistic designs for work in gold, silver, and bronze, to cut and set stones, to work in wood, and to engage in all kinds of artistic craftsmanship. And he has given both him and Oholiba, son of Ashimach, of the tribe of Dan, an ability to teach others. He has filled them with skill to do all the kinds of work as craftsmen, designers, embroiderers, in blue, purple, and scarlet yarn, and fine linen, and weavers, all of them master craftsmen and designers." This is the word of God.
Thanks, Dave. So in this season of the church year, where we think about the life of the church and its witness out in the world, we dwell in our minds on this topic of the Holy Spirit and how the Holy Spirit works through us as individuals in the church to bring about the glory of God. And I love this story from Exodus because it puts in my mind a reminder about all of the things that we do for God. We often think that people who have spiritual gifts that are leading worship on Sunday, you know, they have the gift of like communication, being able to speak clearly, or musical gifts, or sometimes artistic gifts, like those who created the banners that are around us, or the design of the slides that we use, or the design of the bulletin. But do we often think about the way that the Holy Spirit was at work in the folks that built the pews that you are sitting in? Or the people who laid out the carpeting that is here and has been here for decades at this point, it seems? Or those who sewed together the curtains that have been hanging here since the Ice Age? Or the way that this sanctuary was created by architects and then by builders and craftsmen? And you wonder how many of them, as they were undertaking this work, understood themselves to be filled with the Spirit of God when they were doing these things. You see, for Bezalel and Oholiab, the son of Ahisamach, that's pretty good, Dave. Tough names today. For these two and those that they taught, there was this deep theological understanding that they were not just good with these garments in sewing together the curtains of the tabernacle, in sewing together these blue and purple and scarlet linens together in such a way. They didn't do that because they were just good at it. But the author of Exodus tells us, but because they were filled with the Holy Spirit and equipped with the gifts and skills to be able to do those things. Now, when we think about spiritual gifts, often who comes to mind for me is Paul writing letters to the churches that he was writing to about all of the different gifts that the Spirit of God lays out there. And when I look around the sanctuary today, and I imagine the folks that are watching at home on Facebook, I can see in each one of you the way that the Holy Spirit has worked inside of you, giving you gifts that you utilize every day of your lives. Whether you are musicians or writers or teachers or folks who work in the business world dealing with people and making decisions that affect the lives of many, many people, whatever it is that you do, when you go to work, when you go out in the world, the Spirit of God has filled you with the gifts that you need. And I love how this text from Exodus gives us an awareness of all of the ways that God's Spirit works in us, sometimes in ways that we recognize, but often in ways that we don't recognize. Just like the Spirit of God was working in the architects and builders who built our church sanctuary here, so were the folks who built the automobiles that got them back and forth to work and got you back and forth to work. So were those who are out there laying streets and infrastructure. And though we hate to admit it, the Holy Spirit is at work in the lives of the politicians that pass the bills and create the budgets that do those kinds of things. The Holy Spirit, in all of these ways, at work in skills and gifts. And so the thing I want us to consider today is, how aware are we of the work of the Holy Spirit in our lives when it comes to our gifts and our talents and our skills? That's question one. When you think about your life, your vocation, your calling, the things that God has called you to do today and tomorrow, what is your awareness level of the work of the Holy Spirit in your midst? I wonder what it was like for Aholiab and for Bezalel to feel the Holy Spirit fill them. As we'll see in each one of the stories that we look at from the Old Testament has a different take on the Holy Spirit and what the Holy Spirit does than the New Testament does. For Bezalel and Aholiab, when they are filled with the Holy Spirit, their work becomes inspired. Now, inspired is a word that we use a lot, right? To talk about, something is inspirational, or I'm inspired by this, you know, this great work of art, or this great motivational speech, or that fantastic sermon that I heard on a Sunday morning. I'm inspired by these things. Inspired literally means breathed into. which makes sense because the Hebrew word for spirit is the same word that we would use for wind or breath. So when the Holy Spirit came into our builders, our craftsmen, our sowers today, it was like a breath of fresh air with deep meaning built into their lungs, into their entire bodies, filling them with this vigor and this vitality to go about this process of building what will become the center, the theological center of worship for all of Israel for generations to come. I wonder if mere days after coming out of their exodus from Egypt, they even knew the impact that their work was going to have. If they even fully understood what this work was that they were going to be doing. And that brings us to our second question. Our first one was, what is your awareness of the work of the Spirit in your life, in these skills and gifts? And the second is, are you aware of the impact that using these skills and gifts to the glory of God is going to have on generations upon generations down the road? Did those who crafted and created this sanctuary imagine that 60 years later, people would continue to gather in this space and worship? Probably. But think about the cathedrals that were built hundreds of years ago in Europe, and imagine the worship that happens in those same places that have endured the test of time. Did they have an imagination that centuries down the road, the things that they crafted and created under the work and power of the Holy Spirit would continue to inspire the imaginations of peoples and shape their theological identity? What if you engaged in your conversations, in your work this week, whatever it is, whether you're working a job, whether you're retired, whether you're a student in school, what if you entered into that work with an idea that the things you say and the things you do might matter centuries down the road for generations to come? That's the power of the Holy Spirit in giving us these gifts and talents. And Paul writes to the church that there are all different kinds of gifts, but that every person who is a believer in Jesus Christ has been given this gift of the Holy Spirit and has been gifted with these gifts and talents. And they are meant to be put to use. They're not meant to be put up on a shelf. They're meant to be used in service to the kingdom. And sometimes that means in worship on a Sunday morning, but usually it doesn't. Because for most of you, the impact that you will have for the kingdom of God and the way that you will use your gifts and talents is outside of this place, out in the mission field that God has called you to, that Christ has commanded you to, and that the Spirit of God is leading you into. So those two questions again. Are you aware of the gifts and talents that the Spirit has given you? And are you ready to allow the Spirit to use you in such a way that you will impact someone else, that will impact someone else, that will impact someone else for generations and generations and centuries, right up until the point when Christ comes again? If you'd like to have a conversation with someone about the way that God is at work in your life, there are people you can talk to. I didn't warn the church elders about this, but the church elders are ready to explore this with you. They're ready. They've been equipped with gifts for listening and gifts for discerning. They've been given gifts of spiritual oversight of our congregation, and they are ready to exercise those gifts. And I, as your pastor, am as well. And I would look forward with great anticipation and great excitement in having those conversations with you about how the Holy Spirit is at work in your life and what the Spirit of God is ready to do to help you make an impact on the world that you live in today. Let's bow our heads together in prayer. Almighty God, we thank you for this lesson from Exodus, this lesson about spiritual gifts and the way that you work in our lives. We pray for your Spirit's guidance in helping us to discern not only what our gifts are, but how we might put them to work in the world that you continue to create. Be with us, we pray, in Jesus' name. Amen. If you're able to stand, would you stand with me now as we profess our faith, thinking about the Holy Spirit from these questions and answers from the Heidelberg Catechism. People of God, what do we believe? In his divinity, majesty, grace, and spirit, Christ is not absent from us for a moment. By the Spirit's power, we make the goal of our lives not earthly things, but the things above where Christ is, sitting at God's right hand. Through the Holy Spirit, Christ pours out his gifts from heaven upon us, his members. The Spirit, as well as the Father and the Son, is eternal God. The Spirit has been given to us personally so that by true faith, the Spirit makes us share in Christ and all his blessings, comforts us, and remains with us forever. Amen.